EY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Across the area, sunny skies, 63, wind gusts as high as 25 miles an hour. Tonight, mostly clear, around 30. Winds will be from the south between 5 and 10. For tomorrow, sunny skies, mid-60s. Winds will be from the east between 5 and 10. Tomorrow night, mostly clear in the lower 30s. For Thursday, we'll continue with mostly sunny skies, again, mid-60s. Right now, it's 55.
From AgView.net, I'm Ken Rogers with Ag News. Yesterday, Kansas Senator Jerry Moran led his colleagues in calling on the U.S. International Trade Commission to oppose the imposition of countervailing duties on phosphate fertilizers from Morocco, a product that U.S. farmers rely on to produce a variety of crops like corn, soybeans, cotton, wheat, sorghum, sugar beets, fruits, and vegetables. In July of last year, the U.S. Department of Commerce announced countervailing duty investigation into imports of phosphate fertilizer from Morocco, which could result in the imposition of duties. The ITC Commission decided to continue the investigation in August with a final determination from the ITC expected sometime this month. The letter says, we write in opposition to the countervailing duty petition filed on June 16th of 2020 against the import of certain phosphate fertilizers and urge the U.S. International Trade Commission to reject the imposition of duties in its final injury determination. The letter was signed also by Senators Cindy Hyde-Smith of Mississippi, Roger Marshall of Kansas, John Corn of Texas, Joni Ernst of Iowa, Todd Young of Indiana, Roger Wicker of Mississippi, Chuck Grassley of Iowa, Tom Tillis, North Carolina, Deb Fisher, Nebraska, as well as Ben Sass, Senator from Nebraska. Data from the USDA shows the number of licensed dairy operations in the U.S. continues to decline. Analyzed by the American Farm Bureau in a Market Intel article, USDA milk production reports showed the fourth largest year-over-year decline in the number of licensed dairy operations over the last 15 years. There were 2,550 fewer licensed dairy operations in 2020 than 2019, when that number dropped to 3,261. The overall number of licensed operations in the U.S. has marched steadily downward since data began 2003. The Farm Bureau suggests the recent acceleration of the decline reflects how difficult it is to operate a dairy in a low milk price environment. It's Ag News, I'm Ken Rogers. It's Ag News from AgView.net, I'm Ken Rogers.
I'm Derek Schmidt, your Kansas Attorney General. Safely destroying old personal documents is an important step to prevent identity theft. To mark National Consumer Protection Week, the Attorney General's Office will sponsor free document shredding in Marysville on Wednesday, March 3rd. Drop off up to 3 bags or boxes of documents at the Marysville Aquatic Center, 300 South 8th Street, between 4 and 6 p.m. and help keep your information safe from identity theft.
American Network News, I'm Andy. Hoosier Republican Kansas legislators yesterday pushed a bill to prevent the state from restricting religious gatherings or keeping abortion providers open during pandemic emergencies. Fake News reports that the Republicans in the state legislature are currently split on how to limit the power of the state and the local officials during future pandemics. Governor Kelly implemented the statewide stay-at-home order for 5 weeks last spring to check the COVID-19, but Republican-controlled legislators forced her to accept the local control over mask mandates and the restriction of businesses and public gatherings. Many legislators are considering permanent changes in Kansas emergency management laws that would restrict the power of the governor, the state health department's director, and local officials during public health emergencies. In other news, the Salina Police Department arrested a man in connection to the death of his father. Cake News reports that 48-year-old Chad Jones is accused of battering his 79-year-old father, Carlton Jones, and his 78-year-old mother before leaving the scene. On Sunday afternoon, Carlton died from his injuries. Mid-America Network News, I'm Andy Hoosier.
You need to stay in the know all day long, and Mid-America Ag Network can help. Hi, this is Craig Mead. Join us online for up-to-the-minute market reports and network promotions and events. Let us help you with an online farming calculator. Plus, check out our weekly recap on Ag News of the Week. And there's a list of our great affiliate stations throughout Kansas. Have some information you'd like to share with us? Send it over at MidAmericaAgNetwork.com. The Mid-America Ag Network, bullish on agriculture.
Cake News, on your side, with accurate, award-winning journalism every day of the week. Join Deb Ferris and Cake First Alert meteorologist Jay Prater weeknights at 5, 6, and 10 for the latest news and weather. Plus sports highlights from all over Kansas with Cake sports anchor Chris Lilly. For investigative reporting, breaking news, and severe weather alerts, Cake News is your most trusted team in Kansas. On air, online, and on your mobile. Cake News, on your side.
Kansas House members have given first-round approval to a bill that would allow college athletes to profit from their name, image, or likeness. The legislation gives initial approval by the House yesterday, is backed by both University of Kansas and Kansas State University athletic directors, who say passing it will ensure the state's universities won't be at a recruiting disadvantage with institutions in states that have already had similar laws, like California and Florida. The bill would allow college athletes to make money from endorsement deals and allow them to hire licensed agents and attorneys. In other news, police say a driver believed to have caused a deadly two-car crash in northeastern Wichita has been arrested. Police have arrested 28-year-old Luis Ramos Tafola on suspicion of a vehicular homicide, drunken driving, reckless driving, and other counts in the early Monday morning crash that killed 60-year-old Jesse Lee Johnson. Investigators say that Ramos Tafola was driving a Dodge Charger on Interstate 135 when he rear-ended Johnson's car, then vaulted over the side of the raised interstate and fell on the ground below. Johnson died at the scene, while Ramos Tafola was treated for minor injuries. Mid-America Network News, I'm Andy Hoosier.
Deserves a beautiful home. Duzine Enterprises can give you that. With an interior designer on staff, you'll be able to choose flooring and furnishings that coordinate gorgeously with your lifestyle and personal style. Choose from a modern selection of carpet, luxury vinyl, laminate flooring, and tile, all put in by our certified installers. Get your beautiful home today. Call Duzine Enterprises in Washington.
Nebraska Mid-America Network News. Good Tuesday. Meatpacking workers across the country have started receiving coronavirus vaccines, and thousands more will have a chance to get their shots this week, offering some peace of mind in an industry that was ravaged by COVID-19 a year ago. Officials with the United Food and Commercial Workers Union say interest in the vaccine is high among workers after the industry took a heavy toll from the virus. The major meatpacking companies, JBS, Cargill, Tyson Foods, and Smithfield Foods, say a number of states plan to begin vaccinating meat plant workers this week, including here in Nebraska, as well as Iowa, Colorado, and Kansas. The state of Nebraska could see the first doses of drug maker Johnson & Johnson's new coronavirus vaccine as early as this week. Nebraska Governor Pete Ricketts says the state has been allowed to order up to 15,000 doses, but state officials don't know yet how much they'll get. The announcement comes only days after the FDA approved the vaccine. Mid-America Network News.
Farmers, if the commodity markets have you second-guessing your spring planting plans and changes are in the works, give Kaufman Seeds a call for all your corn, soybeans, and grain sorghum seed. We offer the newest trait platforms with our Midland genetics, corn and soybeans. Don't forget, we offer a full line of grain sorghum and forages to finish off your planting need. Give us a call at 800-634-2836.
As COVID-19 vaccines are becoming available, Americans are eager to learn more, but frustrated about where to find answers. That's why AARP is working to protect Americans 50-plus by making sure you have the latest information about vaccines and the distribution plans in Kansas. Just visit aarp.org/ksvaccine to learn who's eligible for the COVID-19 vaccine in Kansas, when, where, and how to get it, and what you might want to discuss with your doctor. That's aarp.org/ksvaccine. Paid for by AARP.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. County Health Nurse Sue Rose spoke with Marshall County Commissioners at last week's meeting, advising that COVID numbers continue to decline. Around 1,000 Marshall County residents have received the COVID vaccine. Currently, the process is in phase two.
What we're working for is herd immunity. And herd immunity is having a community that has pre-existing immunity either by previous infection or by vaccination. And this protects all the other people who can't have the vaccine. So considering how slow our vaccine is coming in, it's going to take a considerable length of time to get everyone vaccinated. I think that we will continue to work towards herd immunity, and we will have to continue doing those things like wearing our masks, social distancing, washing hands, staying home if sick, until we get a high enough number of vaccinated people in our county, till we see the cases disappear.
Due to inclement weather week before last, the health department did not receive any vaccines, but we're hoping to double up last week. Brian Wassenberg and Brian Wassenberg expressed frustration regarding the lack of information and lack of available vaccines, with concern about seniors 65 and over, those most at risk. They feel eligibility or target groups are changing as responsibilities are being shifted from the state level to the local level. Ashley Kroc, Marketing Public Relations Director for Community Memorial Healthcare, said the hospital will start to share more information regarding the vaccination and the waiting list. CMH has a vaccine hotline whereby residents can leave their name at 562-4474 and via an online link on the hospital website. Public Works Administrator proposed vacating part of an east-west road, now known as Bison Road, in Oquito Township, east of 10th Road, east on Bison to the southeast corner. Notice will be published for 2 weeks. A hearing will be held March 8th at 9 a.m. At the request of the Marshall County Commissioners, Jason Brunninger has drafted a letter to Lloyd Builders for termination as construction manager for the proposed jail project, effective March 5th. Washington County Commissioners' meetings the past 2 weeks have been mostly routine business. Several bridge quotes were approved at the February 16th meeting, and commissioners approved a local disaster declaration at last week's meeting due to the extremely cold weather, allowing the City of Washington access to special funding, if approved, for additional expenses related to power generation. Vaccinations continue through the Washington County Health Department. Nemaha County Commissioners unanimously moved to table the issue of building a new senior center transit facility at this time until more information is gathered. $82,000 in jail system upgrades were approved after issues with batteries and the generator during a recent power outage. A temporary generator was rented during the time. A public hearing regarding the Gage County 1- and 6-year proposed highway improvement plan was held, with several comments noted, and a resolution following was adopted. Discussion was held on the rock and gravel policy for townships. Gage County Township Association met last week and asked county assistance when uncooperative landowners are asked to move brush back away from township roads. 21 of 23 townships were represented at the meeting. Gage County Board of Supervisors Chairman Eric Thiemann testified week before last before a legislative committee considering a proposal that would assist in repayment of the $28 million Beatrice 6 case. There was no opposition testimony. The Nebraska Association of County Officials, who reached a settlement with Gage County on the insurance issue in the case, also testified in support. Harvey J. Sayers, age 58, of Wymore, passed away February 25th. Memorial service is planned Friday at 2 at the Wymore Church of Christ in Earnman, the Wymore Cemetery. Registration book Thursday 9 to 5 at the Laughlin Hovett Funeral Home in Wymore in charge of arrangements for Harvey Sayers.
Lucky for you, our internet is faster than a leprechaun. St. Patrick's Day is one of the highlights of March with its lively celebration featuring leprechauns, shamrocks, and all things green. Blue Valley hopes you have fun. Whether there's Irish blood in your veins or just Irish spirit in your heart, you'll feel like doing a jig if you upgrade your internet connection to faster speeds. Improve your experience with streaming, gaming, video conferencing, and more. Find out more at bluevalley.net.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Looking at the surface map, quiet weather all across the central and east central parts of the Midwest. High pressure system overhead. We have warmer air that is moving into the area, bringing us above average temperatures for this time of year. It looks like across the central parts of the Midwest, anywhere in the 50s and into the 60s. We have a dry cold front that's going to swing down from the north Thursday night, bringing us just a little bit of clouds. Otherwise, just a little bit cooler temperatures as we head into Friday, but we'll continue with dry weather. So across the area, we're going to see sunny skies, mid-60s, wind gusts as high as 25 miles an hour. Tonight, mostly clear, around 30. Winds will be from the south between 5 and 10. For tomorrow, mostly sunny skies, again, at temperatures in the mid-60s. Tomorrow night, mostly clear, lower 30s. As we enter Thursday, we'll have sunny skies, mid-60s. Thursday night, becoming mostly cloudy. I'm meteorologist Megan Mulford.
Reflections Hallmark in downtown Marysville has the largest selection of greeting cards in the area. No matter the occasion, no matter the distance, the perfect card will brighten your loved one's day. Browse individual cards for an extra personal touch, or pick up a box set so you are ready for any occasion. Shower people with love and affection through the magic of cards from Reflections Hallmark.
Average high temperature early March, 52, record high on this date, 83. The average low 26 and the record low is 7 below zero. Sunset this evening, 6:21. Sunrise in the morning at 6:58.
A mild day in March is a good time to venture out with a pruning shears. We have a few suggestions for trimming the rose bushes on the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report.
If you're a farmer or a rancher, chances are you've thought about joining Kansas Farm Bureau. So what's stopping you? Your membership means you have a seat at the table when it comes to the issues that affect your farm. Things like trade, taxes, water, and regulations. The state's largest farm advocacy organization brings your message to policy decision makers at the county, state, and national level. The Voice of Agriculture becomes your voice and fights for Kansas farmers and ranchers. And a Kansas Farm Bureau membership includes other benefits. For about $50 a year, you'll receive discounts on equipment and supplies, cell phone plans, financial and legal support, home and office supplies, and more. You'll also receive Kansas Living, a quarterly lifestyle magazine featuring real stories of farmers and producers around the state, plus great recipes, crafts, and things to see and do in Kansas. Join us today. Visit kfb.org/farmer-rancher to learn more.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Tuesday, March 2nd, the 61st day of the year. The author note is Dr. Seuss was born on this day in 1904, and in 1987, the median price for a new home in the U.S. first surpassed $100,000. If you need to cut back some growth in the garden, late winter is the ideal time. Here are some tips from the experts on pruning back your rose bushes. First, remove all the dead canes, then cut out all the crossing branches. Try to keep the strongest branches, but let your eye be the judge for keeping the most pleasing shape. Last year's growth can be cut back dramatically, but remember this rose pruning rule of thumb, never cut back more than one-third of the live wood. There is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Looking for more tips? Check out our pruning guides online at almanac.com.
Kansas Mid-America Network News. Good Tuesday. The Kansas City Royals made official their $25 million four-year contract with third baseman Hunter Dozier yesterday, ensuring that another member of their young foundation is under club control for the foreseeable future. Dozier had a breakout season in 2019 when he hit 26 homers and led the American League with 10 triples while driving in 84 runs. And although his numbers regressed slightly last season when he missed the start with COVID-19 and wound up hitting just a .228, with six homers in 44 games, the Royals believe his best seasons are still yet to come. The Kansas City Chiefs expect Patrick Mahomes to be ready for off-season workouts following surgery on his toe, and they're also optimistic that offensive tackles Eric Fisher and Mitchell Schwartz could be available for the start of training camp. Mahomes had surgery on his foot February 10th, shortly after the Chiefs were walloped by the Tampa Bay Buccaneers in the Super Bowl. Mid-America Network Sports.
Bobcat invented the compact equipment industry. Now we're reinventing it with the all-new Bobcat R-Series loaders. Completely redesigned from the ground up, R-Series loaders are the most powerful, durable loader Bobcat has ever built. Experience unmatched power and performance firsthand by visiting White Star Machinery. We have the new Bobcat T66 and T76 in stock and ready to work. While you're here, check out the all-new R2 Series excavators. Give us a call at 316-838-3321 to schedule a demo today.
Big News, on your side, with accurate, award-winning journalism every day of the week. Join Deb Ferris and Cape First Alert meteorologist Jay Prater weeknights at 5, 6, and 10 for the latest news and weather, plus sports highlights from all over Kansas with Cape sports anchor Chris Lilly. For investigative reporting, breaking news, and severe weather alerts, Cape News is your most trusted team in Kansas. On air, online, and on your mobile. Cape News, on your side.
Now to Topeka, Kansas. House members gave first-round approval to a bill that would allow college athletes in Kansas to profit from their name, image, or likeness. The legislation given first-round approval by the House yesterday is backed by both the University of Kansas and K-State athletic directors, who say passing it will ensure the state's universities won't be at a recruiting disadvantage with institutions in states that have similar laws such as California and Florida. The bill would allow college athletes to make money from endorsement deals and allow them to hire licensed agents and attorneys.
The AP Top 25 College Men's Basketball poll came out yesterday with KU jumping up to 13th. The top 10 look like this: Gonzaga, Michigan, Baylor, Illinois, Iowa, followed by West Virginia, Ohio State, Alabama, Houston, and Villanova. Major League Baseball, the Kansas City Royals defeated the Cleveland Indians yesterday 8-6. College hoops on Thursday, the KU Jayhawks and UTEP Miners tip it off at 7. Mid-America Network Sports.
Valley Heights Mustangs advance in the 2A sub-state, defeating Washington County in the quarterfinals Monday 50-39. Valley Heights led most all the way, had a 5-point halftime advantage. They took advantage of 15 of 25 free throws in the fourth quarter to outscore Washington County 15-9 down the stretch, held the Tigers to just a pair of field goals and three free throws. Tigers in foul trouble late. Two players fouled out. Valley Heights was led by Cameron Beardsley with 21 points. Jake Youngerberg drops in 10. The Mustangs improved to 9-10. Washington County led by Kobe Hoover and Drew Berman with 13 each. Tigers season comes to an end at 7-8. Valley Heights will host the semifinals Thursday, winning over Washington County in the boys' quarterfinal Monday, 50-39, our final. Reporting for KNDY Sports, I'm Bruce Dierking.
Monday night, sub-state basketball quarterfinals saw the Valley Heights Mustangs defeat the Washington County Tigers 50-39 in boys' play. Valley Heights will host top seed Valley Falls Thursday at 8, as Valley Falls beat Horton 63-28 on Monday. Second seed Mar Hill won over Republic County 49-27 to advance. They'll face third seed Riverside, a 60-27 winner over ACCHS. Marysville Lady Bulldogs season came to an end 9-10 Monday night, falling at Royal Valley 66-51. Top seed Nemahal Central took Oskaloosa 74-39. Second seed Sabetha wins over Pleasant Ridge 65-18. And Jeff West took Hiawatha 40-31. Tuesday night tip-offs, Marysville boys will host Sabetha at 7. The Valley Heights Lady Mustangs entertain Republic County at 7. And in our broadcast feature Tuesday, the Washington County Lady Tigers are home to Valley Falls with the 6 p.m. tip-off live on KNDY FM 95.5. Valley Heights, hosting the 2A sub-state, has announced that tickets for the sub-state games are available through the Valley Heights High School website.
Early spring blooms of henbit and purple dead nettle are important nectar sources for several pollinators. Consider managing these weeds with the pollinators in mind. Hi, I'm Melinda Myers, horticulturist and gardening expert. Henbit and purple dead nettle are winter annuals. They sprout a cluster of leaves in fall that survive the winter. In early spring, the plants continue to grow, flower, drop seeds, and die. Contain these weeds by keeping nearby plants and the lawn healthy. Remove small populations by hand after the flowers fade, but before they set seeds. It may make it easier to tolerate these unwanted plants knowing honeybees and bumblebees feed upon the henbit nectar. The purple dead nettle feeds these as well as digger bees, a group of large ground-nesting bees. Both attract the giant bee fly, a bee mimic. The adult is a pollinator, while the larva is a parasite feeding on various insects, including cutworms. Check out our website for this and other gardening tips.
There was always something new he just had to try. Something different that would excite an audience and bring out a crowd. For years, it was a draw for folks in person and on their television sets to watch a man attempt feats that were beyond dangerous. His story is this edition of The American Countryside.
Pivot BioProven is the first ever nitrogen-producing microbe that supplies nitrogen directly to the plant, helping maximize yield. Just ask Zach from Oklahoma.
The average was about a 5 to 6 bushel an acre benefit. Not only is that more money in my pocket, but it's less money I had to spend on fertilizer and wear and tear on my side dressing sprayer.
Pivot BioProven. Get what you paid for. The nitrogen that stays put, whether or not.
For more than 75 years, the VA Home Loan Benefit has helped millions of eligible veterans and service members achieve their piece of the American dream, a home for their families. Did you know that you could purchase a home or refinance your current home loan with your VA Home Loan Benefit? VA Home Loans have lower closing costs and generally enjoy lower interest rates than other borrowers. The VA Home Loan may save you thousands of dollars on your mortgage. For more information, visit www.va.gov or talk to a lender of your choice. Choose VA.
Most people don't want to crash their motorcycle, but when Evel Knievel crashed on New Year's Eve 1967 in Las Vegas, it made him a star.
Probably his most famous jump was Caesar's Palace, because the crash was just terrible. It was early in his career, and it got national exposure. He'd asked ABC to film it, but they weren't interested in it. But after he crashed and they got the footage, they played it on national TV all the time, and they did well with it, and so did Evel.
Mike Patterson is the co-founder of the Evel Knievel Museum in Topeka, Kansas.
People would be surprised to know that he jumped over 175 times. And they'd also be surprised to know that he only crashed 19, because it seemed like he crashed every time. And that's what you always saw. You didn't see the replays of the successes.
Perhaps it's another famous jump that you remember Knievel for, though.
Soon after Caesar's Palace, he was in a bar, and there was a picture of the Grand Canyon. And somebody said, is that going to be your next jump, Evel? And he said, yeah. So he started talking this up.
When he could not get permission from the Department of the Interior to jump the Grand Canyon, he went to Idaho's Snake River Canyon.
He didn't make it, but he lived, which was almost like making it, you know, almost a success. Nobody can take away that he got in that rocket and pulled the trigger to launch, whether he made it or not. It was quite a feat.
He did survive the rocket-propelled jump. It's just one of the many stories told here at this museum. And you won't believe the story of how it wound up here. It's next time as we travel the countryside. In Topeka, Kansas, I'm Andrew McCray.
There will be a farm machinery and farmland auction for the estate of Leonard Heinehockey Saturday, March 6th. Sale begins at 10 a.m. on U.S. Highway 36, a mile east of Baileyville to E Road, then a quarter mile south. Selling tractors and farm equipment, including a pair of 79 white D105 diesel tractors, Oliver 770 diesel wide front row crop tractor, 59 Oliver 770 gas narrow front row crop tractor, 46 Farmall H narrow front tractor, a Cat D6 dozer. They'll have a couple of old grain trucks, several older pickups, a lot of machinery items, including a John Deere 4400 combine, four bottom plows, a disc, six-row air planter, a drill, 10-foot seeder, a couple of trailers, a couple of blades, a rotary mower, 70s-era Bobcat skid steer. Also selling, fuel barrels, a welding table, 30-ton bottle and 2-ton floor jacks, some collectible items and some household items. Plus farmland selling at 1 o'clock, 150 acres more or less, with 131 acres cropland, 18 acres waterway, and a building site with 1 acre. Farm's been idle for the past few years, lays well, and is in convenient location along U.S. 36 and E Road in Marion Township, a mile east of Baileyville. Building site has a 40 by 60 foot shed and a few older garages. This farm machinery and farmland auction for the estate of Leonard Heinehockey Saturday, March 6th, begins at 10 a.m. east of Baileyville. Olmsted and Sandstrom Real Estate Broker and Auctioneers.
There are two times of year when it's good to lay down grass seed in the yard. Hi, I'm Jody Hinke. One is in the fall, and the other is right about now, as you're living the country life.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
This year, you can attend Commodity Classic without leaving your farm because it's being delivered digitally and direct to your farm March 2nd through 5th. Outstanding education, top-notch speakers, and the latest innovation and technology, all on your computer, tablet, or smartphone. Register at CommodityClassic.com. And thanks to our agribusiness sponsors, the first 5,000 farmers who register will have their $20 registration fee covered. The 2021 special edition of Commodity Classic, March 2nd through 5th. Discover more at CommodityClassic.com.
Finally, an easier way to get commodity price updates. Successful Farming Live is an easy-to-use tool that you can use to search Chicago Board of Trade and local cash prices, all by using your voice. Just say, Alexa, enable Successful Farming Live. Visit agriculture.com/smart for more information. From corn to cattle, hogs to soy, getting commodity prices has never been easier. Just say, Alexa, enable Successful Farming Live.
The month of March isn't known for lush green grass in the northern regions, but the practice of putting down lawn seed now is called dormant lawn seeding and will give you a jump on new grass growth in the spring. After you've prepared the seed bed, time
Time the application with a winter rain or snowfall. It'll soak in, and once temperatures rise, the soil will warm and the seeds will eventually germinate. John Fesch is an extension educator at the University of Nebraska. He says UNL researchers did a study on late summer seeding versus seeding in late winter.
These methods for tall fescue, perennial ryegrass, Kentucky bluegrass were researched thoroughly over a two-year period, and this works really well. Now, compared to late summer seeding, early fall seeding, you're going to notice about a 15% drop in terms of germination on average.
The key for effectiveness is good seed-to-soil contact. Use a stiff-tine rake to rough up the top inch or two of soil, or rent a power rake if it's a large area. Broadcast the seed with a drop spreader and lightly drag an upside-down leaf rake across the area to work it in. Then you wait for germination.
And once you see the new seeds coming up, there's a special product. It has starter fertilizer in it and a special herbicide called Tenacity, or mesotrione. And there are a couple of brands, a couple of manufacturers that carry it. But this will prevent crabgrass and foxtail from growing, but it won't hold back the desirable seed.
A snow cover provides good protection for seeds. If there's a freeze after germination, some seedlings may be killed. But Kentucky bluegrass is the most cold tolerant of the cool season grasses. Learn more about dormant lawn seeding at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.
There will be a land auction, 176 acres more or less, Pottawatomie County grassland, selling for the Donald McLaughlin Estate, southwest of Blaine, Saturday, March 6th. Sale begins at 10 a.m. This is a 176-acre tract, mostly clean native grass pasture, with approximately 25 acres brome grass for pasture or hay, two smaller wooded areas for wildlife habitat. Property has three ponds and a very good pipe corral. Property has building site potential with a scenic view, electric service across the road, and rural waterline access. Fences are in fair to good condition. For inspection, contact John Klein, broker and auctioneer at Klein Realty and Auction. This real estate auction for the Donald McLaughlin Estate, Saturday, March 6th. Sale begins at 3 p.m. at St. Columbakeel Church Hall at Blaine. Property is located 2 miles south of the Highway 1699 junction at Blaine to Huff Road, then a mile west to Rock Creek Road on the southwest corner.
stars forgot. Upward I fly. Still.
Up, I always loved animals. It didn't matter what kind. We had everything from cats and dogs to chickens, cattle, pigs, and horses. One thing I didn't realize then, though, animals are expensive. Hi, I'm Callie Breeze with Thrivent, helping you thrive with purpose. I'll never forget the financial shock that came when I got a kitten right out of college. It wasn't just the food and the kitty litter. There were these vet bills and other incidentals. Having a pet was worth it, but I wish I would have known sooner what I was getting into. You know, the same thing can apply to other things in life, like home ownership, buying a car, raising kids, and retirement. Talking to someone who understands the financial implications of those life events is a good way to make informed money decisions. So don't go into things blindly. A thoughtful approach will help you be prepared for the expected and the unexpected costs in life. And when you know that, you can experience more financial clarity and live a life full of meaning and gratitude.
Will we see more political polarity this year in the House Agriculture Committee? Find out today on Farm to Fork. Farmers who use seed lubricants when planting, I'm about to tell you about a game-changing product. An Iowa company called Low Mutech has developed and patented a soy-based seed lubricant that makes talc and graphite obsolete. It's cleaner, safer, 100% U.S. soy, and it's already doing the job for farmers across the country. Go to lowmutech.com for details. That's lowmutech.com or call 844-GET-DUST.
Hey there, it's Mike Rowe, and if you're out there getting dirty, do me a favor and remember to call or click 811 before you dig. And when I say dig, I refer to any activity requiring boring, tilling, drilling, probing, reaming, plowing, drudging, or even scoping. Anything that causes you to roll up your sleeves a little and dig in requires you to first connect with 811 so that you can avoid all those buried pipes, wires, and cables underground. To sum up, call or click 811 before you dig and visit safeexcavator.com for more information.
South Dakota Congressman Dusty Johnson is a Republican who serves on the House Ag Committee.
That committee has a long-standing tradition of bipartisanship, and I think that may be a little more difficult to maintain. And listen, I'm dedicated to maintaining it. We all know farm country does a lot better when we don't engage in the kind of partisan bickering that so many other committees have as their standard. But I think we are entering a potentially more difficult environment.
However, adds Johnson, he still expects some progress will be made this year.
I'm an optimist, and I think we're going to have pretty substantial improvements in all of these areas we've talked about. But I don't know that there's going to be one Hail Mary touchdown pass, right? I think in trade deals, we'll get something with Kenya. We'll get a phase two with Japan. We'll get something with Indonesia. I think we'll get something with Britain. I think that'll all be good on the margins, right? I think with broadband, we'll have a lot of bipartisanship on broadband. I know that it's sexy to talk about the big wins, but this is Washington, D.C. It almost never happens like that. Gains are painstaking and incremental and slower than they should be, but we will make a lot of gains.
Johnson appeared in a recent web presentation put on by AgriPulse. That's Farm to Fork. I'm Darrell Anderson.
Ag News Soil Temperature Reports from Mid-America Ag Network. Farmer leaders of the United Soybean Board met recently to define future strategies for the organization focused on strengthening the value and demand of U.S. soy. Each year, the 78 USB directors determine where to invest checkoff dollars to maximize farmers' return on investment. Ed Lammers, USB director from Nebraska, says this year, USB directors focused on the organization's new strategic plan, while USB is in a strong position for the future.
Our first quarter, which starts October 1 of 2020, the collections was up substantially. And then otherwise, we talked about our new strategic plan that our task force is in the middle of coming forward with, and then also direction of the 2022 proposals that we will be reviewing and categorizing, which is our priority.
Between now and USB's next meeting in July, checkoff farmer leaders will review proposals in detail to determine strategic fit ahead of making their final fiscal year 22 project portfolio recommendations. Soil temperature report brought to you by Abilene Machine. See their great part selection and order online 24/7 at AbileneMachine.com. Well, a few more warm days like yesterday and today, and we'll see soil temperatures rapidly improving. We're sitting at 39, 40, and 41 degrees in south central and southeastern sections of Kansas. Far northwest Kansas still sits at 32 and 33 degrees. North central Kansas a tad warmer at 34, 35, and 36 degrees. In Oklahoma, the Panhandle counties 36 and 35 degrees, a little bit warmer as you move towards the east. Central Oklahoma checks in at 45 and 46 degrees for the most part. Again, a little warmer farther toward the east, surprisingly. And we get down to the southern tier of counties, and we're looking at a few degrees warmer there, 47, 48, and 49 degrees along the southern tier of counties in Oklahoma. Ag News, Soil Temperature Reports, Mid-America Ag Network.
Introducing Midwest Kia's better way to buy. The simple, transparent, and fast way to get your new car with a completely digital experience. Complete the entire vehicle purchase transaction from the comfort of your home, or get most of the process completed in advance, so your time in the dealership is simple, transparent, and fast. It's the better way to buy, and Midwest Kia has one of the area's largest selections of new Kias to choose from. Optimus, Sorentos, Sportages, and much more. Over 300 new Kias in our inventory. Plus, every new Kia comes with our amazing 10-year, 100,000-mile limited powertrain warranty. It's the better way to buy at Midwest Kia, where we'll do pickup and delivery for sales or service right to your home or office. Shop from home. Over 300 new Kias available. Kia's amazing warranty. It's the better way to buy. Visit us online at MidwestKia.com, because right now...
We want to see you in a Midwest Kia.
120 years of Angus experience at your fingertips. Join Laughlin Ranch Saturday, March 7th for their 120-year celebration production sale at the ranch in Olsburg. They're offering 90 head of yearling, 18-month-old and 2-year-old Angus bulls, halter broke show heifers, high-production females, and embryo packages. Sale starts at noon, March 7th at Laughlin Ranch, 3 miles south of Olsburg, Kansas. For more information, call RD at 785-587-5852 or visit them at LaughlinRanch.com.
From AgView.net, I'm Ken Rogers with Ag News. Despite a regulatory freeze, eligible farmers can still sign up for CFAP 2.1 funding. Michael Clement shares more on how to sign up for the latest round of COVID relief.
The Biden administration issued a regulatory freeze to review federal programs, including the Coronavirus Food Assistance Program 2.1 for farmers and ranchers. American Farm Bureau Federation economist Michael Neveu says, however, farmers can and should sign up for the program now.
Yes, they can, and we highly encourage them to do so. So there's been some conversation around potentially the program being canceled. That is not the case. It's just a temporary freeze. This is pretty common when you get a new administration coming in, and once they get all of their people in place, we highly expect the program to be moving forward. So with this, we still encourage farmers to apply. They are still accepting applications. They just aren't processing payments at this point.
Neveu says the latest round of assistance was expanded to include contract growers.
Many producers were left out of the CARES Act and original CFAP programs because farmers who raise animals under a contract for another entity that owns those animals could not participate. In this recent announcement, USDA clarified that contract producers of broilers, turkeys, chicken eggs, laying hens, and hogs who suffered a drop in revenue in 2020 due to the pandemic are now eligible for assistance.
Neveu says the deadline to apply is approaching quickly.
Newly eligible producers who need to submit a CFAP application or producers who need to modify an existing one have to do so by February 26. They can do that at their local USDA service center, or they can find additional information at USDA's CFAP website.
Michael Clements, Washington.
And the National Association of State Departments of Agriculture asking USDA for more flexibility in the use of specialty crop block grants. Specifically, they're seeking additional flexibility in the Consolidated Appropriation Act of 2021 to enhance the responses to the continued demands that COVID-19 has placed on the industry. Tag News from AgView.net, I'm Ken Rogers.
Sixth annual Flatiron Angus production sale Wednesday afternoon, March 10th, 1 o'clock at the ranch, 524 17th Road, Haddam, Kansas. Heath and Bob Allen, Flatiron. Angus.com. Selling 50 powerful yearling and long yearling Angus and Sem-Angus bulls, 12 commercial three-year-old pairs, and 25 open commercial Angus heifers. Sixth annual Flatiron Angus production sale Wednesday afternoon, March 10th at the ranch near Haddam, Kansas. Heath and Bob Allen, FlatironAngus.com.
Sunflowers have become a hot commodity as a profitable alternative crop. The oil and the seeds are in high demand on Successful Farming Radio.
Successful Farming Radio, providing information farmers need in the field, in the shop, and in the office. Committed to growing your business in agriculture.
America's farmer-led, farmer-focused experience is coming direct to your farm this year. The 2021 Commodity Classic will be delivered digitally March 2nd through 5th with an impressive lineup of great speakers, education, innovation, and technology. And if you're one of the first 5,000 farmers to register, you'll have your $20 registration fee covered thanks to our generous agribusiness sponsors. The 2021 Special Edition of Commodity Classic, March 2nd through 5th. Discover more and register today at commodityclassic.com.
Finally, an easier way to get commodity price updates. Successful Farming Live is an easy-to-use tool that you can use to search Chicago Board of Trade and local cash prices, all by using your voice. Just say, Alexa, enable Successful Farming Live. Visit agriculture.com/smart for more information. From corn to cattle, hogs to soy, getting commodity prices has never been easier. Just say, Alexa, enable Successful Farming Live.
Aren't just pretty to look at, they're also a moneymaker for farmers in the central part of the country, from North Dakota down through Texas. Sunflowers were planted on 1.6 million acres in 2020, up 30% from 2019. John Sandbachen is the executive director of the National Sunflower Association. He says one of the reasons for the uptick is sunflower oil. Domestic demand for it has been rising, so it's highly coveted by food processors and manufacturers.
They're looking for healthier oils. They're high in monounsaturated fats, lower in saturated fat. That healthy halo, which sunflower oil does with the vitamin E content that we have, and just the overall structure of the oil works really well. And so we've seen a lot of products that have added us because of the fact that it gives that product another incremental value by having sunflower oil in it.
Sunflowers will grow in a variety of different soils, but prefer a drier climate. Diseases are more prevalent when there's a lot of humidity. Sandbachen says a key factor for making a profit in sunflower production is the proximity to a facility that can accept the seed. They're all located in the central U.S.
There are some instances where, you know, there may be a bird food plant that's in a state that's outside of the central growing region. But the thing is, sunflowers are fairly light. Our bushel weight is only about 28 to 30 pounds. And so when you load up a semi-load of sunflower, it's basically half of the capacity if you were to do beans or wheat or corn. And so transportation a lot of times is one of the determining factors whether or not you make money.
I'm Jody Hinke. Learn more about sunflower seed production at agriculture.com.
The 30th annual Boyer Limousine and Limflex production sale will be Sunday, March 14th, 1 p.m. at the farm, Liberty, Nebraska. Selling 18 age-advantaged and 2-year-old bulls, 19 spring bulls, and 20 open heifers. View their catalog online at dvauction.com, and you can watch or bid for free. Real-time and proxy bidding available. For additional information, contact Jay or Carol Boyer at jboyercattle.com. Boyer Limousine and Limflex Production Sale, Sunday, March 14th. Sale preview Saturday, 3 to 5, at the farm, 3.5 miles east of Barnston.
My
Market information, Mid-America Ag Network. Corn, soybeans, Kansas City wheat looking really good as we head towards the end of the day. May corn is up 10 at 548 and a quarter. July corn up 8 and a quarter at 535 and a quarter. Kansas City wheat is doing quite well. May KC wheat is up 12 and a quarter at 635 and a half. July is up 11 and three quarters at 640 and a half. We're seeing some nice double-digit gains in Chicago and Minneapolis wheat as well, so things look good there. May soybeans up 23 at 14.14 and a quarter. July beans up 19 at $14 even, and the products are coming along nicely. May soybean meal is up $4.20 at $4.22.50. July is up $4.30 at $4.20.40. May bean oil 53 points higher at $49.76. July bean oil is 50 points higher at $48.74. So a strong day across the soybean complex. Cotton is still struggling. May cotton down 71 points at 90.86. July is down 70 points at 91.76. In the livestock complex, cattle are mixed. Fat cattle are higher. Feeder cattle are lower. April live cattle up 82 at 119.80. June up 22 at 117.72. The back months are all green. April feeders down 60 at 140.55. May feeders down 40 at 143.50. But some of the later months are showing some green. And hogs are having some issues today. April hogs down 215, 85.57. May hogs down 187 at 87.70. So mixed numbers across the livestock complex. Energies are all up. Crude oil, unleaded gas, heating oil, natural gas all showing green. April crude oil is up 4 cents at 60.68. May is up 8 cents at 60.49. And gold is up sharply. April gold is up $11.70 at $1,734.80 an ounce. Market update, Mid-America Ag Network.
Introducing Midwest Kia's better way to buy. The simple, transparent, and fast way to get your new car with a completely digital experience. Complete the entire vehicle purchase transaction from the comfort of your home, or get most of the process completed in advance, so your time in the dealership is simple, transparent, and fast. It's the better way to buy, and Midwest Kia has one of the area's largest selections of new Kias to choose from. Optimus, Sorentos, Sportages, and much more. Over 300 new Kias in our inventory. Plus, every new Kia comes with our amazing 10-year, 100,000-mile limited powertrain warranty. It's the better way to buy at Midwest Kia, where we'll do pickup and delivery for sales or service right to your home or office. Shop from home. Over 300 new Kias available. Kia's amazing warranty. It's the better way to buy. Visit us online at MidwestKia.com, because right now,
we want to see you in a Midwest Kia.
Raymond Bott Realty and Auction has been serving the real estate and auction needs in Kansas and the Midwest since 1982. Located in Washington, Kansas, they are centrally located to reach and meet the needs of their clients and customers. Raymond Bott Realty and Auction sells all types of real estate, agricultural, residential, and commercial properties, both at public auction and private treaty. They promise to represent and serve their clients and customers in a professional, ethical, and efficient manner. For all of your real estate and auction needs, call Raymond Bott Realty and Auction at 785-325-2734.
Today we are having a conversation with Mary Feldhausen from Frontier Farm Credit. Mary, as we know, farming and ranching is always changing. How is the recent run-up in commodity prices affecting your customers?
That's right. The ag industry always presents a number of opportunities and challenges each year. This winter has presented the opportunity to increase revenue for grain operators. With that comes more risk as well, both in the higher dollar amount that needs to be protected and in the increase in cost that comes with higher prices.
So what are you recommending producers do today to navigate today's opportunities?
As always, the first thing we recommend is that a producer have a good understanding of their cost of production. It's hard to manage most types of risk if you don't know where the starting line is. If you are looking to manage revenue risk, you have to know what your minimum revenue floor is to stay in business. One of our business principles is to avoid locking in a loss. It's hard to recognize risk and leverage opportunity without a good understanding of what it will take to be profitable. Producers' profit and loss projections look much improved from past years. We recommend that producers review the annual farm bill decision and consider how that will work with their crop insurance options to give them the highest dollar amount of coverage for the cost.
So So how does a producer get started to gain a good understanding of not only their break-even, but also the farm bill and crop insurance options?
As we have spoken about in the past, we have tools available to help them have a better understanding of their cost of production. We also have tools available to help them better understand how ARC and PLC work in different scenarios. The first step to mitigating your risk is to get set up correctly with the Farm Bill. Once that foundation is in place, we can better help producers build the right risk management plan for their individual operation. And for our customers, we have tools available to help them better understand how the many different types of crop insurance policies will work for them based on their individual data. With all of this available, we are very confident in our ability to help our producers make the right decision for their operation that will help them achieve their goals.
So if a producer gains a good understanding of their cost of production and what is available to help them manage risk, what can they do next?
That is when we can really lean into their marketing plan and take action to take less risk and make more money. There are a number of crop insurance tools available to help. The crop insurance industry continues to evolve, and new products are being developed every year. This gives a great deal of flexibility in finding the right mix to set the highest possible minimum net revenue guarantee and raising that floor when the markets allow. It has really gotten to the point that crop insurance is not a one-size-fits-all tool. Our full-time crop insurance agents really focus on listening to our customers' goals, then combining our expertise in transformational technology to deliver personal financial risk management recommendations. A good marketing plan coupled with a strong management plan allows the producer to confidently make marketing decisions, oftentimes well before the crop is even planted.
So how can Frontier Farm Credit help?
Well, as I said, the crop insurance industry has evolved a lot in recent years. Our full-time insurance agents are focused year-round on understanding this dynamic industry and how we can provide value to our customers all year long. As a farmer-rancher-owned cooperative, we are dedicated to serving agriculture and rural communities. We understand the dynamic impact that crop insurance has on our customers' ability to take less risk and make more money, and being able to achieve their goals and dreams for their business and their family. We also understand that each operation is different, so we focus on understanding your goals and helping design a plan that is right for you. I recommend that folks interested in learning more about how Frontier Farm Credit can help you do this, please reach out to your local office or visit our website at frontierfarmcredit.com.
The Black Squirrel City's Classic Country, AM 1570, FM 94.1, KNDY Marysville. Now, ABC News.